Stump the Chumps.
203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Our ringer today is Katie Nathan. She is a super Aerosmith fan. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Good. Your dad put you up to this, and
yep, she's down with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he like came home from doing the interview with you guys, and he's like, they played Ragdoll before I came on, and I just had to say something. So, yeah, that's how this whole thing came about, but I'm very excited to do this.
How many times have you seen Aerosmith?
I've only seen Aerosmith twice. I'm more so partial to Joe Perry. So I've seen Joe Perry 8 times, 6 times with the Joe Perry Project, twice with Aerosmith, and I'm about to see him twice more this weekend.
One time through the bushes. But he doesn't know about that part.
Okay, let's see how you do here. Everyone who stumps us gets in the running for Kevin James tickets.
Okay.
Sean in West Hartford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Okay, here's the question. Hi. In which song does Steven Tyler sing, "You're crying me a river, but I got to get across"?
The other side off of Pump.
Wow, that's impressive.
And she had the album.
She did.
Wowie.
She did.
Awesome.
Retail for $75. Nice.
Andrea in Waterbury.
Good morning, Chaz, AJ, Phil, and Katie.
Hey,
I have
morning.
A question.
Hey there.
I read it in one of the autobiographies. I think it was Steven's. In what Connecticut town did his grandfather either teach or attend a music school that's no longer in business?
Yeah, I did not read Steven's book. I read about 40 pages of it, and I could not understand a word of it.
Just like Steven.
Ooh. Oh, what Connecticut
town? A Connecticut town. It's no longer there.
It's no longer there.
What schools were in Connecticut?
Yeah, good. I mean, they left.
You're asking the wrong people.
They left too.
Yeah, see, I'm a Joe Perry fan, so I can't. This is not one that I would be knowledgeable about. Of course, the first person that pops into my head is David Foster, and he owned the Shabooin and Willimantic. So my brain is going to Willimantic, but I don't know.
That's better than my guess.
All right, we're going to give it to you. What's the answer?
The answer is actually Waterbury. It was in...
Oh, it was Waterbury.
Wow.
Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the running.
Look
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, you did stump me there.
John in Bloomfield.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
The day of Aerosmith when they performed their first concert in where?
Their first concert.
Wait,
we can verify this.
Oh, that was at Nipmunk Regional High School.
And the date?
You can't ask a two-parter. Yes. You asked two parts. She gave you an answer.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The date was. Right. It was.
What was the date?
Ooh, it was
John?
November of 1970, but I don't know the exact
That's
date.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
Wow.
Whoa. Good job.
It's like Rain Man of.
Thank you, John.
Aerosmith. Awesome.
That is wickedly impressive.
Wow.
How old are you,
hey,
Katie?
I know my stuff. I'm 19.
Wowie. Jerry, Long Island.
Hey, what's shaking, guys?
I don't know what came loose.
Hey.
Aerosmith played the Evil Band in the remake of Sgt. Pepper's with the Bee Gees. Who was the original band that turned that role down?
Oh, it was Come Together. That was the Beatles. Yeah.
No, that's not what I said. I said... Who was the original band that turned that role down in the movie?
That's not an Aerosmith trivia question. That's a movie trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aerosmith. It's related to Aerosmith.
Yeah, but really,
no, but it's related only because they took the gig.
Right.
And we were done with that segment a while ago. We picked the movie.
I mean, that's right. You don't know the answer, so say you don't know it.
I think it's was it the Rolling Stones?
Oh, it was Kiss. Goodbye.
Okay. He's so mad. But it's a trivia question about the movie.
Yeah.
It's not about the band.
The band,
the band got the role.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. People.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right.
Exactly.
We could put him in if everybody wants.
No, he can't. No. He's Long Island anyway.
All right.
There you go.
So what's he getting upset about?
Right.
Albert, New Haven.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good, thanks.
Hey.
How you doing? What 90s animated show did Joe Perry write the theme song to?
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, he even had a custom Spider-Man guitar. He hasn't played it since like the 90s, late 90s, but he had it made in like 94.
You could be the curator of the Joe Perry Museum.
Seriously.
I mean, I do run one of the largest fan pages for him on social media, at Oasis in the Night.
Okay.
If you need to know anything about Joe Perry.
Wow.
John and Joe, do you know Aerosmith?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you been to Aerosmith concerts?
No.
No.
Unfortunately not.
He's working on it.
Darn.
He's working on it. Next time.
Yeah, Boston farewell John. Tour. Peace out tour.
Hey, Boston John, what's your question?
Hey, what street did they live on, Aerosmith, the band, when they first started out? What street did they live on?
1325 Comm Ave.
You got it.
I love that she had the answer out before you had the question out.
Right, he wasn't finished yet.
No, there was actually a plaque put there November 2nd of 2012. It was 4 days, it was November 6th of 2012. It was the same day that their album Music for Another Dimension came out, and that's the last studio album that they've come out with.
It was stolen later that day. Great neighborhood.
Craig in East Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What two bands came together in 1970 to form Aerosmith?
It was the Jam Band and Chain Reaction.
Nice.
Damn.
I figured you were going to get that.
Yeah.
I'm friends with the drummer for the Jam Band, David Pudge Scott. Cool guy.
I don't know
what's happening right now, but I am in awe. It's amazing.
My mouth is agape.
John, North Haven.
Hey, on in American Pickers, Aerosmith was reunited with something that was the first original item in their van.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was their van, and there was a picture of Mark Lehman on the side, who was their first road manager. He actually went to see Aerosmith for the first time in like 50 years. It was in August of 2019 at the Mass Mutual Center. It was August 24th.
You know what time it was?
Not part of the question.
Well,
it was a summer day.
Okay, thank you. Emma in Wallingford.
Which Aerosmith song was nominated for both Best Original Song and Worst Original Song?
Was it?
Don't want to.
I know it's off of Pump. I think is it between? It's between love. It's between Love and an Elephant. Is it Dude Looks Like a Lady?
I don't know.
That's Permanent Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's Permanent Vacation because my brain went from Loving an Janie's Got a Gun to Loving an Elevator to Dude Looks Like a Lady. It's one of those three. Am I right? That it's one of those three?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh. Well, I don't want to miss a thing or something.
Angel? No.
What's the answer?
Angel.
I don't want to miss a thing.
She's not done.
I don't want to miss a thing. That's it. Because, oh, my gosh. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, and they didn't even write that song. It was Diane Warren.
I said that. I said, don't want to miss a thing.
Well, I didn't hear you.
He did.
Yeah, I did say it.
He said it.
Oh.
Did he?
Yeah.
But we didn't submit it as an official guest.
No one listens to me.
We can't just say, no, but we can't say 15 things and then have it all count.
Right. That's true.
Right.
Sure.
I think she's a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a winner.
Emma,
right.
You're in the running.
Thank you.
Oh, she's all a winner, right.
Thank you, Joe. Brian in Bristol.
Today, guys. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey there.
I feel kind of, hi, Katie. Good job. I feel kind
Thank
of lame.
You.
Questions off. Mine's a lyric. Now, I ain't what you call a city slicker or claim to fame to be a slitty licker.
Oh, my gosh. That's Pandora's Box off of Get Your Wings, released in March of 1974.
Damn.
Right. My favorite song. It's my one of my top five favorite Aerosmith songs.
It's impressive, isn't it?
This is really incredible.
Song.
Yeah. Wow.
All right,
Brian, thank you.
Well, we know Kevin's not a liar.
And I hit the dump button on the second part of that answer.
No, he wasn't kidding.
Mark and Seymour.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
What's the name of the instrument that broke in the middle, in the intro to Sweet Emotion?
It was, oh my gosh. It's like something slapper. It's something slapper. And, of course, I'm not thinking of the first slapper, part of the name. But
got a slapper. Yeah. What's that thing? Yeah. What the hell are they called?
Yeah. Exactly.
What are they called those things?
And he was on Howard Stern. And Steven Tyler did an interview with Howard Stern and literally talked about this and played the part and was like, yeah, this is where it breaks. And, of course, now I'm it's something slapper, and I can't think of the first part of it.
What's your Google moving slow now?
Like, slapper. Slapper, I don't even know her.
Slapper. Yeah, just slapper.
Hand slapper?
All right, we got to move on. So, Mark, you got it. What's the answer?
It's called a vibra slap. She was so close.
Vibra slap.
Oh, no. So close.
You were right there.
That was right there.
That was anguish. That was anguish to recognize that. Well.
The internet guy is not at our house right now.
Mike in Milford.
Yes. What does F-I-N-E stand for?
Fucked up, insecure, and erotic, and emotional.
Yep.
Fucked up, insecure, and erotic.
Hey, no.
Let's just act like we're not on the radio.
Here's a question. Do you do that on your dad's television station? Here's a question. You can't.
You asked about the syllable, so.
Yeah, here's a question. What word can you not say on the radio?
Mike. Don't answer that.
There you go.
Mike, thanks for that, knowing that she would answer it. Mike's in the running.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no, she got it.
Yeah, she did
so
get
Mike,
it.
So, Mike, you didn't get
it.
Mike, you got it.
Start running.
All right. So I used the dump button twice there.
Yes, you did. Mm. It said blinking. Naughty from a 19-year-old. Naughty.
Kevin in Weathersfield. Aerosmith trivia.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I got to say, Kay, you're blowing me away. I've been a fan since the 70s, seen them 35 times, and you're blowing me out of the water. But okay. So here's a tough one.
Thank you.
So 1980, Aerosmith played the Stage West in West Hartford, Connecticut. And it was recorded for several months later for a national broadcast, which was called.
Oh, my gosh.
No swearing now.
I'm watching myself.
Right.
You guys threw her off now because she told us she can't swear.
Yeah, you really threw me for a loop with that question. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's a local. Since I grew up in West Hartford, they played my town. And I was like so blown away that they did that.
Just get home.
And of course, I probably have a bootleg recording of that show.
You probably
too.
Do. Not you.
It was actually it's been played. Yeah, they played it on the radio too. I mean, after that, but
yeah, no, you have me totally stumped.
Sorry, I can't take your phone call right now. Please leave a message.
It's Kevin Nathan's cell phone.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Where did your daughter learn that word, Kevin?
Kevin!
From Aerosmith.
Here's the answer. You ready?
All right. Yeah, we're ready.
Yes.
King Biscuit Flower Hour.
You said that?
I said that! I said King Biscuit Flower Hour. No one listens to me!
Did he say that, Ruth?
I didn't hear him say that.
Yep.
But I'm not saying that he didn't.
Okay.
Maybe he's talking to himself again.
No. I might as well listen to me.
I'm busy hitting the dump button.
Well, nobody else heard me, so screw it. You get through.
All right, Kevin. We're going to put you in the running. We'll listen back. But we have to say this is our answer.
Yeah.
So, all right. Thank you, Kevin. Katie,
thank you. Really amazing.
Really incredible.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, we're going to have you back.
You get for being mega fan.
We're going to have you back.
Yes.
And no F words next time.
Yeah. Okay. Write it down.
Someone threw me into that trap.
That's right.
Fun.
You were asked.
Yes.
Katie Nathan, Aerosmith ringer.
Wow.
And daughter of Kevin Nathan, NBC Connecticut. Thank you.